Part 2. Jack Crow. Chapter 1. The only other humans in the cell had already passed through the dispenser, which was good. I couldn't afford to deal with their notions of justice and rights of life and the rest. Not that I disagreed with them necessarily, but now I just couldn't afford them. I got to the plate and stomped on it hard, holding my cone underneath the funnel. The purin slopped obscenely out, filling my cone and spattering me with dozens of little gray flecks, the same gray as the dispenser itself, the walls, the floor, the same color as me, covered with weeks and weeks of unwashed linsalt dust and rotten purin. I moved out of the line and sat down in a corner on my heels with my back to the wall. Like I always did at dinner time, I scraped my hands clean as best I could with what was left of my fingernails. This time, like the last dozen or so times before, I knew it was useless. The layers were now too deep. The linsalt, the purin, the stinking filth of the place were winning. Like all the other poor dumb bastards in there, my skin was giving it up to the gray. But this time it was different. This time it was happening to me. I coughed, or snorted. Maybe I snarled. Then I took a greasy lump of purin out of the cone with thumb and fingers and wedged it through my beard into my mouth so I would at least appear normal. The dwarf was next, shuffling along warily between two lindrill, almost hidden by their towering gauntness. Their great height, almost 3 meters, made him seem even shorter. Their featureless gray bony faces made his face, all fat nose and bobbing whiskers, seem even more animated. He became frightened as he neared the plate, his head twisted from side to side to cover all movements. His eyes darted pitifully about in their gray, dust-caked lids. He was a bundle of nerves, as his cone was filled, so ready to bolt that the sound of the muddy stream erupting from the funnel made him jump. He should have been scared. In that netherworld of Lindrill giants and other madmen, he was the easy meat. And in prison, easy meat quickly goes. The dwarf's impossible attempts to see all sides at once increased after he had actually gotten the food. He stepped away from the plate and stood in the clear place beyond uncertainly, as if expecting an assault from everyone at once. But apparently no one wanted to go to the trouble. Today had been a full day, and we were all too beat to care. All but me. I still watched the dwarf. I watched him gradually relax, begin to breathe again, and then I saw the greater weariness descend on him as he again remembered that he would have to go through it all once again in 3 more hours. With his customary shuffle, he moved around the corner to his usual niche to eat. With a last glance at the others for any signs of pursuit, I stood up, went around the same corner, and killed him by driving my gray boot through his gray face and into the softer gray beyond. Red blood. I gathered up his cone before much could spill out. I had saved most of my portion, only pretending to eat before, and I took them both together for the maximum effect. Almost immediately I felt stronger. Purin will last 3 hours, and 3 hours only, but if you take more, say twice as much, you'll have 6 hours of strength for that time. 6 hours of prison strength, that is, which was still only half as strong as I should normally feel. I shook my head. I had no time to enjoy. There was more to it.